the phone call on Saturday night, making me aware that there's an option that I could come back to Cambridge. My team, my agent and my family, we all sat down and we thought it was the best thing to do. And it's a club that I have very fond memories of. Ginger's is always texting me, seeing how I'm getting on. So it's a family club and it's something that I'm looking forward to getting into.
Yeah, so you know Mark Tracy from your time here. Do you know a few other people as well?
Mark Bonner as well, he was here. Ginge was my under-10s and under-11s coach. So, club going in the right direction as well. And it's going to be an easy transition for me to come back here because my family live 30 minutes away on a bad day of traffic in Swansea. So, yeah, it's a no-brainer really for me, and it's also a long-term contract as well, which offers security, which is good for me as well.
Yeah, so all fell into place quite nicely. Yeah. Presumably then, at the start of the transfer window, you weren't necessarily thinking about going anywhere at all?
Well, no, I wasn't thinking of going anywhere, but you always have in the back of your mind if a better option comes or opportunity comes that you want to take, that you will take it. So, yeah, it was literally just Saturday. It just came about, got the phone call Saturday night, and then had to make a decision within 3-4 hour space period.
As you say, the fact that you've been here before, the fact you're local to the area, clearly a very big draw. Did you have to think carefully though about dropping down to League Two level, because you've obviously played now a number of games at League One level?
I did think about it, yeah, but I was playing right back at my previous club just due to injuries and things like that, and felt that was hindering my development as a player. And hopefully I can come to Cambridge and play in my natural position of central midfield. And hopefully do the best for the team, for the club and for myself.